Hello and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
And we are the Pleasure Mechanics.
In this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have a fabulous sex life. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com, where you will also find a complete archive of our podcast episodes, over 115 and counting. When you're ready to master new erotic skills, check out our online courses designed to help you become a more masterful lover and have more fun in the bedroom. We cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking. So check out those courses and use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX to get 20% off the online course of your choice. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about one of the most exquisite, sensitive, arousing parts of the female anatomy, the nipple. Da-da-da, the nipple. Both of them, actually. We get a lot of emails from people who want to incorporate more nipple stimulation into their sex life, but don't really know where to get started, or are confused because they have stimulated their lover's nipples and gotten negative feedback when they thought they were doing all the things right. And the truth is, the nipple is a very elusive character.
The nipple is so fickle. In certain moments...
Fickle nipple.
Fickle nipple. Everything feels so good. In other moments, everything feels so bad. And the same sensation that you offered the night before feels, like, awful. I mean, it's just very, very sensitive and very changeable. Mm. And this is important to know. So it's not that you're doing something wrong. It's that this part of the body is just very sensitive.
Right, it can change day to day with the menstrual cycle, hour to hour, and even moment to moment, depending on a woman's arousal and where she is in her arousal cycle.
And just the temperature can change the way a nipple can respond to sensation.
So how do you master a skill with such a fickle nipple? That's like my new favorite. Doesn't that sound like an ice cream flavor? I'll have a scoop of fickle nipple. The only way to approach this part of the body is with incredible presence and attention in the moment you're stimulating it. So you have to have a repertoire of skills to stimulate it in a variety of ways, and then pay incredible attention to how she responds and communicate with your lover to get that just right stimulation. Because when you do it right, nipple play, nipple stimulation can create huge spikes of arousal. The nipples are directly wired into a woman's sexual response cycle. Or if you do it in a way that's too hard, too much, too fast, your hand might get slapped away and the breasts will be off limits for a while. And this is what happens actually to a lot of women. Their nipples get stimulated in a bad way that creates pain and discomfort. And so they just would prefer to put them off limits and ignore them than try to create an arousing experience with them, which is a shame.
It is, but as you said, it requires a high level of awareness and paying attention from the lover. And that's a lot to ask sometimes.
Right, that requires trust and communication.
And a previous lover could have not treated the nipples and the breasts so well. It can remain, it can linger. We can think that we don't like any touch there instead of trying to figure out exactly what we do like.
Right, and how that changes moment to moment. So we cover breast stimulation techniques, all the how-to, all the ways of creating a nice warm-up, all the way through arousing nipple stimulation, in our guide to erotic breast massage that's found in the Foreplay Mastery course. It's just one of the amazing skills you get to master in that amazing course. And what's interesting about erotic breast massage is this was never a guide we were planning on doing. We had done fingering and hand jobs and prostate, but we got such demand for a breast touch guide that we ended up producing the Pleasure Mechanics Guide to Erotic Breast Massage. And while we were developing the video guide to breast stimulation, we really approached it from this question of how to make the breasts feel best during sex. For example, it's best to go from broad to focused, meaning touching the entire chest and then the breast and then the nipple. some of the times women will want direct nipple stimulation, but most of the time they want to be warmed up. Equally, it's best to start with gentle pressure and then build up to more intense sensations. Sometimes women will beg you to just squeeze their nipple and pinch it really hard, but usually they appreciate a great warm-up. And so once you develop this repertoire of skills, you can then approach your lover's breasts with more confidence and be able to respond to what she's asking for.
The nipples are designed as targets for babies to find them and latch onto them.
Right, they're the original bullseye.
But in sex, we have to treat them in an opposite sort of way. We have to, as Chris was saying, cultivate the desire, create anticipation, tease around the area. So by the time you actually get to the nipple, the woman is really desiring that touch. And this is something that most people don't spend the time doing because we want to go straight for the nipple. You know, Chris and I are women. We know what it feels like to be touched. And yet for the first... Yeah. I don't even know how many years in our relationship, I couldn't stop myself. I would see the nipple and want to go straight for it. It is primal. They are calling us. They are so appealing and they are designed that way. And it has taken all of my willpower to not do that because I know that it doesn't feel good. Even though I could feel in my body how it wouldn't, I still wanted to go for it. So please be compassionate with yourself if you want to go straight for the nipple and just keep training yourself to not do that and warm up the rest of the body first. It can take a while, but it's worth it.
And you create anticipation for both of you, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And since we've released the breast stimulation guide, we've gotten amazing feedback from women who never used to include their breasts during sex play and now do include it with these new skills between them and their lover. And they report that it can create these really intense spikes of arousal when stimulated in the right way at the right moment. And this is what a lot of women find is that if you include nipple stimulation too soon in a sexual encounter, it often feels distracting and not very erotic. But when you build it in when arousal is already coursing through her veins, then it can create these intense little spikes in arousal. And if you play with her nipples when she's climbing towards orgasm, sometimes that can be what sends her over the edge. And if you're exploring this for the first time as a couple, one of the ways to do it is to let her play with her own nipples during sex. Just like we encourage her to play with her own clitoris during intercourse, having her stroke her own breasts and touch her own nipples during foreplay can be a great way for her to take control of that experience.
And this can feel really foreign for women to do sometimes, especially if they haven't felt pleasure in their breasts particularly. A lot of women feel actually quite alienated from their own breasts for a whole variety of reasons that are beyond this particular podcast. But as women, we also can take ownership of our breasts and begin to include them gently in our lovemaking. And we can begin to integrate our whole body back into our awareness and into our pleasure. They get so much attention in the world, or we have so much self-loathing about them. It's very complicated. Yeah. And so the more attention we begin to bring to them ourselves in a calm, loving way, the more pleasure they can begin to feel.
Right. I think we need to do a whole episode on our relationship to breasts because it is one of the first things that develops during puberty. And we start getting messages about, are they too big? Are they too small? Are you showing too much cleavage? Are you too buttoned up? And people start paying attention to them before we as girls and then women get to really cultivate a holistic experience of breasts as part of our body and sexuality. So we will circle back to this.
Because as we circle the breasts, which is a great way to move around. No, okay.
We will circle back to this, Miss Charlotte, and talk more about that because I think it's an important conversation for both men and women to understand why this is such a complicated part of our body. But for now, just start thinking about including them in the sexual encounter on her terms. And that can mean if she feels more confident wearing lingerie, wearing a bra during sex, and then touching through the bra. Maybe that's a good first step. Or wearing one of those kind of bustier bras that makes the breasts lift up and feel perkier and feel more framed and presented, because you need to approach the breasts on her terms or it's not going to work. You can't make demands of the breasts. They need to lead their own way. Is that weird?
No, I think that makes perfect sense.
Because there is this paradox about how it's this part of the body that gives your lover so much pleasure to touch and suck on them and look at them. And you need to empower yourself to offer that to your lover while enjoying it for your own pleasure as well, right?
Right.
It's a little bit like oral sex. You know, you have to give it as a gift and also receive the attention and make that circuit complete.
It's really essential not to martyr yourself by offering up your breasts because you know that your lover likes to do it, but you get no pleasure from it. I think that's a very common experience, and it's really important to intercept that. And if you have been doing that, as a lot of women do, please consider saying, you know what, I really haven't actually been loving this kind of touch as much as I feel like I could. Can we back off and start again and really start exploring the breasts in a new way? Because I really want to experience way more pleasure and I haven't quite got there yet. And it's partly to do with my own relationship with my body, but let's start again. And so start with really exploring the outside of the breast, the sides of the body, the furthest parts of the breast tissue before you get anywhere near the nipple. If you remember that the breast is not just the nipple, but the whole area of the chest can be included and can be touched softly and lovingly and begin to evoke sensation and eventually get to the nipple.
Right, because nipple play and breast stimulation are both a physical thing. They're also a visual thing. How do you relate to your breast being seen during sex and being a source of visual stimulation? And then there's this emotional side. Sometimes I think, and you know, we have this nursing daughter now, so it's fresh on our minds, but the breasts have dual function. They're a sexual part of our body and they're a reproductive part of our body. They're designed to make milk and nurse. And most of us had that experience very early in our life of seeking comfort and warmth and emotional support through the breast. And that can come up in lovemaking. And so I've talked to a lot of women who sometimes feel like when their partners suckle on their breasts, it switches from an erotic stimulation into a more nourishing, nursing kind of experience. And that takes them away from their turn-on. Other women get very turned on by that of nourishing and comforting their man. And so you can discuss that as well. What kinds of stimulation feel arousing and stimulating? What feels more emotional and comforting? And how does that fit into your different styles of lovemaking?
And we've talked about how over time these relationships change. So many women we hear, while they're in the stage of breastfeeding and they're in the really early years of mothering, if they are breastfeeding, find that they of course have a completely different relationship with their breasts for that time period, but then it can come back. And so as a lover to a woman who's going through that experience, it's important to give space for there being a range of experiences over the years. And
right, and that just goes back to the woman owning her breast. It's part of her sexual experience, and then including the lover on her own terms. This is one of the recurring messages I think we're finding in this podcast. Right?
So you mean that women have to be in relationship with their own body, their own breasts, and request or communicate what they need at different times, and the lovers need to be aware and responsive and not assuming that the relationship is the same over the whole lifetime of your relationship.
Exactly, which is such a microcosm of sexuality as a whole.
Truth.
So think about that and think about developing the communication between you so you can make very specific requests. And again, this goes back to watching our video guides, and that gives you a vocabulary so you can say, I'm not in the mood for my breasts to be sucked right now, my nipples to be sucked, but will you do that amazing thumb flick on the underside of my nipple while you go down on me? Because that's really turning me on right now. And so you can be specific, and that gives you both a positive experience, which creates the positive feedback loop, and he becomes more confident, and you get more pleasure, and it's a win-win. So I think it is a reciprocal communicating relationship that can create nipple play as part of your sexual experience. And we've been talking all about women. And just a side note here is, of course, men have nipples too. And for some of them, they are a source of great arousal. Others have very little sensation. I think it's interesting in the gay male community, there's a lot of focus on nipple play, and men purposefully grow their nipples. They use suction devices to make their nipples longer and more prominent, and then wear them like jewelry in their leather vests. And it's interesting to me that within the gay male community, where female nipples don't play a part of their sexuality, that male nipples have become eroticized. And I think we can learn from this. Some men love their nipples being played with, but are afraid to ask for it. They worry that it feminizes them. They worry that people will think it's weird. But explore your nipples, guys, and see if they create little sparks of arousal. And you might have to do it for a while and play with them over time to wake up those nerve endings. But men can have fun with nipple play too.
Indeed. And of course, in your gay male statement, there are many that do not. That is just some gay men.
Totally.
Yeah.
But it's a thing.
Right.
It's like a thing that gay men do that no one's surprised by.
Uh-huh.
Right? And it's not considered feminizing. It's usually actually paired with this very masculine presentation, which I also think is interesting. And if you get into nipple play, once you've mastered the use of your hands and your fingers and your tongue and your lips to stimulate the nipples, there is this whole world of nipple play toys you can explore.
This is, of course, once it feels really good.
Yes.
Yes. These things will feel terrible if they don't feel good, but they can feel amazing. They can feel amazing when they do feel good.
Right, and that's why I say master your hands and your mouth first, and you get to know your nipples, and then you can bring toys in. Toys such as nipple clamps, which come in a whole range of style from very gentle to very intense. And these are just kind of little clamps that you put on your nipples and keep there. And then you can tug on the chain, you can play with them, but it creates that long-term compression sensation that some people love.
Some people get really into the experience of suction, and so there are suction kits if the suction of your mouth is no longer satisfying you.
And this is what gay men use to slowly grow their nipples over time with long-term suction.
Some gay men.
All gay men. Every single one of them does it. You can get into really intense sensation using fingernails on the nipples, using a variety of sensation toys right around the nipples. Some people even get into temporary piercing around their nipples where they use needles to slide through the tissue around it. This is a very, very advanced sexual skill. Of course, if you're going to use anything like needles in your sex life, you need much more training and to go to classes and learn how to do it safely.
Do not try this at
home. We're just telling you what goes on. We're not advocating. Yes, do not try this at home.
Without training. Right.
So I think it's interesting to know what the range of what people do with their nipples, but if you're listening to this podcast, we assure you that there is a huge range of sensations you can create using just your fingers and your mouth. And we show you how to do that in our breast stimulation guide, which is part of our Foreplay Mastery course.
Because often people can only think of a few things to do with breasts. Like if you're listening to this and thinking, I do everything I can think of. I tweak the nipple. This is where we have spent time thinking about all the possible ways you can stimulate this area. And this is where it's fabulous as a couple to watch a video and to do the strokes together and be able to talk about it and say, well, do you like that one? Does that one feel good? Oh, can you do that with a bit more pressure? It just takes the stress out of it. You don't have to be as creative. You can just trust us and follow along and see what kind of new sensations you learn that then you have in your sexual arsenal, your toolkit forever and ever. And that makes life a little bit easier and you can bring more pleasure to your lover. So check it out.
Check it out at pleasuremechanics.com and use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX to get 20% off. It's our best-selling course for a reason. It covers all of the skills of foreplay, including breast stimulation, hand jobs, fingering, G-spot, as well as things like seduction and fearless initiation. So please check out the Foreplay Mastery course at pleasuremechanics.com. If you have any questions, let us know.
I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.